Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Vanderbilt with a big win over a top 10 Tennessee team last night. A last-minute buzzer beater, 3-1. Jerry Stackhouse joins us now. Jerry Stackhouse, appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Coach, first I got to hear about the body language on the last shot. We've got to, you're, now that the coach has come up along the sideline, right, which didn't used to be allowed at Memorial Gym, used to have to stand under the basket. Now they let the coaches, but you're kind of on the island for everybody to see. I love the lean back on the shot and then the celebration. That was great. So did the body English, I feel like that might have helped it drop a little bit for Tyron Lawrence there.
Man, I mean, I had all the English. I put all the English I could on it, man. Yeah, that was, and then after that, obviously, it was out of body. It was out of body. I had no control, man. I was like, hold on, let me make sure this thing was good. So I was searching around, going to the scores table, you know, frantic asking them. And then Tony Green came up and he told me the basket's good. We're gonna take a look at it, but the basket's good, man. And I didn't grab and hug Tony Green. So it was one of those out of bodies for sure.
The other thing that's so interesting with the benches being on the baseline, and D. Mace, I have been on that bench, and I was frequently on the bench at the end of the game. But Tyron Lawrence was as close to the corner as you could be. Mm-hmm. I swear some of the guys on the bench could have reached out and touched him almost. They were so close to him. So it's like he had a huddle of about 10 people just rooting him on for that shot. He was very close to him. That was a pretty cool sight.
No doubt, man. I think my favorite part of it, I was rewatching it and going back there and like – as soon as they converged on the basket, all of the guys, before Ez even passed the ball, all the guys had the three fingers up. They know that ball was supposed to get there, man. It was fun. And just playing the right way. I mean, obviously, we would have took the two if he would have had a wide-open lane. But, you know, when they converged like that, he made the right play, man. Two hands on the ball, on time, on target. And Tyron jumped up and knocked down, man, unbelievable shot, man. One we'll all remember for sure.
Now, Coach, how do you, because coming into the game, obviously, this is a top-ranked team in UT, and their defense is probably the best, if you're looking at it based upon numbers and statistics, they're probably the best defense in college basketball. But how do you attack a defense like that, knowing that they got length, they got, you know, the speed, they can get to spots very quickly on the defensive end?
I mean, I think the key to it, man, is really you know, everybody has different styles. And, again, they play teams in different styles. And I think our we play a number of different styles. You know, we can post it. We, you know, three-pointer is a part of our game, a huge part of our game. But the key to it all is screening, right? And I think that's what you – screening angles and, you know, who to screen. I think that's it's different night in and night out, you know, whether you're going to try to screen – for the guy you're trying to get open, or you're actually, you know, we're switching teams, you're having to screen your own, man. So it's, you know, those are reads. So you can't just be on the weak side thinking, okay, somebody passed me the ball. I have to read the situation and know who I have to screen and coming at the right angle and those things. And we did a good job of screening them last night. And we did a good job of screening them at their place. And we got shots. We still had left a lot on the table, man. We had some great looks from guys that has been shooting it really well for us that just didn't go last night. So that's the positive about it. I think we still got an uptick of where we can go offensively and of course on the defensive end.
We're talking with Vanderbilt's head basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse coming off a big win last night versus number 6 UT. Now, Coach, is the consistency just as simple as staying healthy with your ball club? Because you get the big fella back, I think, 2 games ago, but he's been injured. He's been out 2 weeks, and you've been dealing with injuries since you've been there as the head coach. But is it just staying healthy to build that consistency?
Yeah, I mean, that's some of it, man. I just think a lot of those games were still, you go back and you look at, we had opportunities no matter who, you know, suited up or who didn't suit up. You know, we had opportunities that we could control ourselves and maybe, you know, control our own destiny. Yeah, we had a couple tough breaks with some, you know, 9 calls, you know, Goldington, a couple games and different things like that, you know, has some impact. But it is great to be healthy and you can have some consistent lineup. You know, it took some time to play some guys that we know just building continuity, playing our freshmen. But now it's, you know, it's that time for us to lock in. We found out the guys that can help us and contribute, and we're going to stick with that rotation. Not that we don't trust some of the guys that's not in the rotation right now. It's just, you know, if someone goes down, you have an ankle or anything like that, those guys are in play. But right now, I just like the rotation a little bit tighter, you know, coming down the stretch.
And think about just Jerry Stackhouse is with us. Just 8 days ago, you know, a bad loss against Alabama. Tyron Lawrence is on the bench. And then you turn around and Tyron Lawrence hits a buzzer beater three to beat one of the top teams in the country, and you beat Tennessee. So to what or to whom do you credit that turnaround over the last week and change?
I mean, I think you just credited the sports, man. I just think sports does an unbelievable job of – you know, teaching lessons and, you know, being able to deal with adversity, being able to bounce back from it, you know, having some resiliency, you know, being able to take criticism, being able to take coaching. And, you know, and I think, you know, Tyron's experienced some of that this week, just from the standpoint of continuing to just give us more, because I think he's capable. I feel like he's one of those guys that we can push for more. Jordan Wright is another one of those guys that we can push for more. Liam is a guy that we can push for more. So, you know, and you know, we squeeze it, you know, we all we can out of all of them. But I just think those guys can, you know, when they're really assertive. And that's what it took to beat a team like Tennessee, man. Just we're not being able, not relaxing during possessions. And we all do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I go back and watch a film, I did it a ton too. But we got to get guys out of the, you know, the relaxing mode when I'm not engaged, you know, when I'm not the ball, I'm not involved with the ball. And I think that's the difference in us. If we can find a way to do that the rest of the way, we have a chance to win every game that we play from here on out. And it's just doing it more consistent. Even last night, going back and watch the games, you know, we did, you know, better than we had been doing, but it's still another level for it. And like I said, I think that's the exciting part. We just got to do it.
Jerry Stackhouse is with us. And how do you find that delicate balance between celebrating a big win last night, congratulating your guys on a really good performance last night, but also understanding that the work is far from over and kind of turning around and getting, you know, prepped and ready for Florida on Saturday?
No, I mean, I think that's, you know, we got mature guys that I think we'll be able to turn the page and focus on Florida and know, you know, and what we really want to accomplish, our bigger goals. But hell, you know, we're going to enjoy this one a little bit. It's been a long time.
As you
coming,
should.
So we the rest of this day, probably sometime this evening, it might be over with, but we're still enjoying this one right now, man. And rightfully so. I think it was great one for our fans, great one for just our students, everybody. I mean, you know, it's been a tough road for this class, this 4-year class, from since we've been in here. You know, the kids dealt with COVID, not going to class, and for them to have a memory of beating, you know, UT at home, you know, that they could carry with them for forever, man. That's what it's all about to me.
Coach Jerry Stackhouse is with us. Coach, Caroline referenced Tyron Lawrence, and there was a really interesting article Joe Rexrow did, and you sort of talked with the media about the process, right? What a lot of us don't see every day, but the relationship you build with your players and the rewarding. You know, you coached a long time in the pros, but I mean, you're shaping young guys coming up through. And Tyron's got an interesting situation. You talked about he lost his father growing up, and you wanted to sort of fill that gap as much as you can as a coach. And it's not always wine and roses, right? There was some tough love involved there, but it's great to see a story like that when he bounces back and plays the way he has.
No doubt, man. I mean, I just think it's about families and having those connections. Our staff, that's what they do. We deal with these guys on a day-to-day basis, spend a ton of time with them, not only just on the basketball court, but in their lives with different things that's going on with them. So, and it's part of, we embrace all of that. So we have different lessons that we have to try to teach it at different times, and maybe, you know, the timing may not seem right to everybody else, but it's what's deemed necessary for what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. And you know, I think that's just part of it, man. You know, we're doing it with just the words and maybe a little bit of benching. My daddy used to grab that belt, you know what I'm saying, and tighten up on you a little bit. but it's part of it, man. There's some tough love in there, and again, it's doing it with the guys that have the potential and to do more. And no, but it's the relationship wise and building that stuff is part of it. And you know, and I think our guys understand it as well. Yeah, he was disappointed, but he responded. I mean, you know, it's not to say that that was necessarily what he needed, but I think it was. You know what I'm saying? You see how he's played and how he's competed, you know, and there's still another big level for Tyron. I mean, he didn't grade out great defensively last night. You know, he did it for us on the offensive end, and that stood out. But I'm going to be on his ass again today because, he didn't grade out good. So, you know, that's going to continue until we, you know, get the change of behavior. That's what we're trying to get, man. We're trying to have that consistency of change behavior, you know, and we talk about it, and that's why it's a little frustrating because we've been telling these guys for 3 and 4 years. I expected a little bit more from the freshmen. They've only been here since the spring, but when you're trying to build a program, you need to hold those guys accountable so those young guys don't see that this is acceptable. What you allow is what you accept, and it's not acceptable. And we've had some growth areas there, and hopefully all the battle tests, the schedule that we played, and all these other little tests that we had are going to help us really finish strong. That's what I'm hoping for.
One more quick one, just from a pure basketball standpoint, it was fun to watch Ezra Mignon go head to head with Zakai Ziegler, who's both really good point guards. And Mignon, I see improvement for him. He's really making great decisions. Yeah. He made the pass, of course, to Tyron Lawrence. But you know, here's the guy that part of your job now as a coach, you bring these transfers in, they've got to acclimate and they've got to make it happen here. It looks like he's really made a lot of progress here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like for us, it's either really a grad or it's like it's maybe a guy that's been in college a year. The ones in the middle don't really make sense for us because they have to give back so much credits academically. And but Ez decided that he wanted to be at Vanderbilt. He loved what we had going on to where he gave back some of his credits. So we have him for 2 years now. So and he's getting better and better. I mean, I think they're almost like carbon copy of each other. Probably Ziegler shoots it a little better right now, but Ez is always in the gym working on it. You know, when he gets to where he can consistently keep the defense honestly with that three, the sky is going to be the limit for expanding our game even more. So, but no, he just how he competes defensively into the ball, the leader that he is. I mean, big guy with getting guys for Bible sessions and that's who he is, man. And he's special, and we're glad to have him for sure.
Now, the last question I have for you, Coach. I know where I was the other night watching LeBron break the record. I'm on FaceTime with my son up in Boston U because he's a huge LeBron fan. So he and I are FaceTiming as the plays are going on. And I couldn't celebrate because I was 10 seconds ahead of him. So I had to wait to celebrate until he finally saw it. But where were you when LeBron broke the record? And what do you think it means for the sport of basketball?
Man, it's crazy. Like, we were all watching the game, and I saw the first half. And then I was falling asleep during the second. but my wife and we were all sitting in the living room, so I'm hearing them scream. So I'm up and I'm looking up, and I caught the replay. I actually missed the actual record. but I was awake at like when he was 8 points away. So I like fell asleep on like the last 8 points. So. But no, it was obviously a hell of an accomplishment, man. The guy's unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish. I think he's definitely earned the right to be in the GOAT talk, the greatest of all time. You know, obviously, guys from my era is always going to have Michael Jordan as the ultimate competitor and the GOAT. But no, I think LeBron has solidified to be in that conversation, man. And, especially for a guy that was supposed to be passed first and got criticized for not shooting more, and now he's the all-time leading scorer. So, man, that's an awesome achievement for him and his family, for sure.
Vanderbilt head basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse joining us. We appreciate you for joining us, Coach. Safe travels to Gainesville this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you. Hey, later today, you can tune in for Stillman & Company live from Radio Row, brought to you by Social Furniture on Charlotte Avenue in the Richland Creek Shopping Center. Pay no money down and no interest for 1 year right now during your tax refund sale. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace. 125-106 through the game.